And continue to be highly effective against hospitalization and severe outcomes of the disease. The emergence of the Omicron variant underscores the importance of getting vaccinated and getting a booster. Flint Hills Community Health urges you to get vaccinated if you're not and minimize the effects of COVID-19. Schedule your vaccine or booster at Flint Hills Community Health Center by calling 620-342-4864.
KVUE News Time is now 8:43, Newsmaker 2 time on a Thursday. And we're pleased to have with us Lance Fullerton on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here today. Big doings for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation this weekend.
Hey, Lance, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. How are things today?
Oh, just getting ready to enjoy a beautiful day.
Indeed.
Indeed. And you've got, as mentioned, big doings here for the Elk Foundation coming up this weekend with the annual auction.
Absolutely. So, starting at 5 o'clock this Saturday, the 12th, at the Anderson Building, and doors will open at 5 o'clock and dinner at 7 o'clock. We've got our annual banquet. We're glad to be back and actually having a live in-person banquet and auction this year after missing last year due to the COVID restrictions. But we've got a great event planned. As mentioned, we've got dinner, a great barbecue dinner from Lazy Butt Barbecue starting at 7 o'clock. We will have all kinds of raffles and games and giveaways and prizes to be won. We have our silent auction, obviously, that we have each year. And then we have a great live auction planned with several really nice items. We've also got an elk hunt that we're going to be selling on the live auction. And so we would just love for everybody to come out and see us this Saturday the 12th at the Anderson Building.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that elk trip. I know that in the years past they've tried to come up with something like this, but it's good to have this back live and in person. So tell us about one of those highlighted live auction items there, Lance.
Well, the elk hunt, so this will be a elk hunt be during the seasons in Colorado and be a guided hunt. And so the winning bidder is going to get to go out there and have an opportunity to take a really nice elk. And I think they will have the choice to probably hunt either in archery or rifle season, but it's going to be a really nice trip, and somebody is going to have a great time if they're the winning bidder of this item.
Yeah,
good deal. Lance, when it comes to getting the auction items here for the auction, do you wind up having to reach out to a lot of potential donors, or do you have a lot of people that you know recognize the worth and really the work of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and they're reaching out to you, so you don't really have to do a whole lot of reaching out and, you know, kind of being stuck in limbo in some cases?
Well, and we kind of have it on both fronts there.
Deal.
So we do have a lot of people that are just year after year are fantastic supporters of our organization and recognize the great work that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does in conservation and habitat preservation and restoration. But we go out and we solicit donations. We also have vendors that, you know, that we might work with that come and support our organization that are outfitters maybe here in Kansas. That will donate a hunt or trade a hunt with another outfitter that might provide elk hunts in the Mountain West. But we also have a lot of items that also come directly from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation itself.
So who might be auctioning?
Well, I believe that I think I know the guy.
I think I do, too.
So, yeah, I've been actually the auctioneer for several years since we moved to Emporia. Love to support the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and been a member for many, many years. And also, I think I've mentioned in the past that United Country, which is our real estate franchise and our company, is a strategic partner with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So it's great to be able to support them, you know, from two different areas. But here recently, within the last couple of years, some of the folks that have been with the Flint Hills chapter and on the committee for years decided that it was time to kind of take a back seat and just sit back and enjoy life and enjoy the event. And so myself and Brian Williams, attorney here in Emporia, we kind of stepped in and we're the co-chairs of the Flint Hills chapter. But and this year, another great item of note is that this is our 30th annual Flint Hills Chapter Banquet. So we're going to take that opportunity to thank the folks that have made it a great chapter over the last 30 years.
Yeah, they have, and we've had these folks on for years and years, and we've been a supporter of this event for many years, too. And we're glad to see it back in person, and thanks for stepping in. And Lance is very familiar to a lot of folks here in the area, because not only is Lance involved with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but Lance, state champion auctioneer. Tell you what, he knows his stuff. He's very good, but he volunteers a lot of his time in a lot of events here in and around
the Emporia. Thanks for the kind words, Ron.
No, well, thanks for all you do, Lance. We appreciate it. Folks like you.
We're thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's great, great to have you here. So, again, coming up Saturday night, how can people get their tickets?
They can go online to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and click on the events, and you will see the Flint Hills Chapter Banquet event online, or you can show up at 5 o'clock. The doors open there at 5 o'clock, and you can come in and show up and buy tickets at the door.
Outstanding. Well, Lance, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a great turnout, and best of luck with the fundraising coming up Saturday.
Well, thank you so much, and we're grateful that you had us on this morning.
All right, Lance, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Lance Fullerton, yeah, with United Country Real Estate and Auction. And Lance, he's all over the place helping
yes,
out with
sir.
Events. He's very good at what he does, too. Very talented auctioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds, 5 o'clock doors open this Saturday night. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet and Auction.
All right. And don't forget, too, here as we look at the schedule, that we'll be talking more probably about this tomorrow morning with What's in Outdoors. Phil Taunton will be taking the airwaves from 8:20 to about 8:50, 8:55 tomorrow morning right here on KVOE.
Live and local, of course, and our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864. Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Good morning, it's 8:49.
When you're young, you have big plans. I know I did. Then you go off to college, and what could be a 5-year plan turns into a 7-year plan, med school.